Welcome to the GTO on 5G. It's the latest insight scoop on everything 5G. We typically talk about six topics in 20 minutes, but today we're doing a special standalone edition, and we're joined by Zscaler, Ken, and Nathan. Welcome to our podcast.
Hey. Good to be here, Will. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, so before we get started, let's start with you, Nathan. A quick introduction on what you do at Zscaler.
Yeah. Hey, I run innovation here, so I get to look after all the cool new toys and figure out what works, what doesn't, and get to find out what's going to be the direction for the company over the next 5 to 10 years.
Awesome. And Ken, I got to meet both of y'all at Zenith Live, but we had a great conversation as well. What are you responsible for, Ken?
I do the strategy on the innovation team, currently focused on 5G and satellite.
Well, we talk about 5G on this podcast. We're beginning to talk about 6G as well. But let's talk about Zscaler Cellular. So I spent time with y'all at Zenith Live. On July 8th, you had the big announcement. Ken, I spent a lot of time with you. I went up to the show floor. I got a SIM as well, and I'm going to be playing with that. But maybe, Nathan, let's start with you. What is Zscaler Cellular all about?
Yeah, happy to give some insights. So from our point of view, Zscaler Cellular really is nothing more than the next evolution of connecting our customers to their Zero Trust Exchange, their policy engine. And what I mean by that is today there we have client connector for the end users. We have edge of network forwarding for machines and workloads. And there was a gap, which was the devices that are not Wi-Fi or not Ethernet connected, the things out in the field, the 4G, 5G, even for what it's worth, back to 2G devices that customers have. And the crux of that is very simple. We enable those devices to connect directly into a Zscaler policy, a Zscaler custom policy, and they can get their zero trust controls, their protection, their visibility, as if they were for end users or in a workload, in a workstation, in an office or a building or in a cloud. We can now do it for anything that's cellular connected. And the goal is to do it anywhere in the world for where those devices may exist.
Yeah. And so, Ken, from an innovation standpoint, I think this is pretty innovative because all you have to do is just use the Zscaler SIM, right? There's no overlay. There's no friction associated with this. So can you spend a little bit of time on kind of the implementation?
It's straightforward, interesting, tricky, all at the same time. You have a SIM. SIM really is just a way of uniquely identifying some device to a telco system. Telco devices don't attach to any network till you stick a SIM in them or an eSIM in them. And once you do, it says, oh, you're this. Are you allowed to be on my network? Do I know who you are? Do you have a rate plan? How do I charge you? Are you my customer? Are you someone else's customer? And that's great, but you also will go through the telco system, which has cybersecurity ranging from well-known, easily hacked from the 4G days, 3G days, right up to 5G, where it's supposed to address most, but as we find out, not all areas of cybersecurity. So we said, so we already do zero trust cybersecurity at Zscaler. We keep attackers out of your system. We keep your IP, that's your crown jewels, in your system. Said, could we do something at the SIM level? And Nathan been playing around, true experimentally, said, hey, Ken, look at this. Wow. I would love to curse on this podcast, but I'm not going to, because that was how excited I got. I said, yeah, this is what the market's going to want. Yeah. You can stick it in any, because normally it's like telco device. Oh, you got to put a client on it. My thing can't take a client. Why not? It's like a drone or an autonomous vehicle. And there's real-time systems. And I can't just stick some enterprise client on in the middle of the network stack and say, yeah, this is all going to work just fine. Because in truth, it doesn't. But if you have the SIM and do the zero trust right from the transmitter back in the internet, that's when it works great. You don't have to modify anything. You don't have to put clients on. You don't. But at some level, you don't need MDM, even mobile device management, although it's useful for some really interesting things, which we may or may not be able to talk about on this podcast. There, I'm teasing because I'm going to let Nathan talk about it, maybe.
Hey, Anshul is our end device expert, and I know he's probably dying to ask the application questions. Take it away.
Yeah, I would love to know, what are some of the end device applications for this Zscaler Cellular, and how are they different from other applications that are in use today?
Yeah, I think I'll jump in with this one, because it's been a lot of fun actually dealing with the types of customers that and their ecosystem of devices. And one thing that I will say is that every day we are completely surprised as to where a cellular modem is being deployed. And it is incredible range. And to give you bookends, and then actually I'll give you specifics, we have things like every vending machine has been SIM-enabled since probably 1997. Just doing stock taking, sending information about how many cans of Coke have been sold or whatever else. The other end of the scale, which I find ironic given that I'm Australian and that Australia was a prison colony, is ankle trackers for prisoners. They are all SIM connected as well. So you kind of have this giant spectrum. By the way, to continue that joke, I leave my ankle tracker in Australia. When I go back home, they reattach it. And when I fly out, they take it off. But the diversity is huge. And so where we're seeing this become really interesting for our customers is in three main areas. One is headless devices. So similar, Ken mentioned like drones, but think about things like devices that are out, maybe a sensor on a highway or a rail infrastructure or track and tracing of a package. Those are things where information is critically needing to be connected and sent to a destination. And often those destinations are private. So that would normally mean historically a VPN on the client side or a private APN from a telco. And what we're saying here is actually we're not reliant on the telcos to backhaul traffic into a private APN into a data center. You go straight in from that SIM into the Zscaler policy engine, and then Zscaler says, oh, that's private. Send that via Zscaler private access. So it's a direct hop, not a backhaul, which is a big advantage for those private workloads. There's probably two other very interesting examples that I'll call out. Is one is the direct to internet. So devices, again, these are devices sitting out on the side of the highway or rail or whatever, and they're being misused as well. People are figuring out that if I crack open the box that's not protected by anything, there may be a padlock. I open it up, I can pull the SIM out, I can stick it in my device. What can I do with it?
Yeah.
And so everything coming to us goes through the Zscaler policy, and we can say YouTube and Netflix and all those other high bandwidth things that consume the services get blocked, and you only allow the destination on the internet as needed. Maybe it's in the green grass IoT sensor or something.
Yeah.
And the third part is, this is one where I think that we have a very unique position, is first of all, Zscaler doesn't allow any network-to-network connections. We don't allow IP-to-IP connectivity. We have to go through a policy engine. So if you think about one of these devices that's remote and you need to support it, log into it and fix something, that would require, in the historical private APN world, some sort of routable network path and some ingress location someone can VPN into or connect to a network and then move across.
Yeah,
we don't believe in that. So we have built it so that you only connect to the Zscaler policy engine from wherever you are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if policy says you can get access, we will actually broker the connection between that initiated user or thing or process back to the actual SIM initiated system. So whatever that may be, it could be a SSH on a sensor. It could be a web policy engine on some sort of, I don't know, portal or whatever it could be. And we'll enable that to happen, meaning we're only allowing authorized connections into the device. So there's no way to get access in and out without going through the Zscaler policy engine. I think that's the crux angle that differentiates us between anything else. We're not backhauling it to a network to apply controls. We're putting it directly in line between Zscaler, the SIM going to its destination, and the destinations or the other sources coming into the app or the SIM as a destination. So we become that broker of control and policy, which again, to my earlier point, we did for users already and did for workloads. This is now the next extension.
So what you've built is a very mature platform, the Zero Trust Exchange, right? But I'm wondering, Ken, that just the sheer number of devices. So one of the biggest challenges that mobile network operators face are just the sheer numbers of devices. And so Nathan was just describing a lot of IoT use cases, right?
Yep.
And that's huge. And in IoT tends to create massive threat surfaces and porous threat surfaces because traditionally standards have been all over the place. But so Ken, from your perspective, does what Zscaler has created with Zscaler Cellular, will it scale to support like these massive number of devices?
Short answer is yes. The joke is, what do you think the scaler in Zscaler is? It meant the
right.
Z scaling. We blow through what? I think it's now 600 billion transactions a day for our customers. And we're not at the limit. We can push huge amounts of data. You can do things like, and the fun thing about the SIMs I love is you can do things like buy a security camera that has a 5G connection only on it, stick the SIM in, move the thing around, no cables. You just need the power supply or it's solar power for it.
Yeah.
And you're handling high bandwidth 4K video, able to do instant object recognition at the edge or anywhere else. You can take gigantic mining equipment that is needs to be remotely operated in the bottom of a shaft several tens of thousands of meters deep, stick a SIM in it, and you have a secure two-way connection no matter what. This is absolutely amazing. You get cybersecurity and controllability and ability to reach in and administer a device with a little piece of plastic or a digital certificate. I don't need clients. I've remoted the client away. I just need the connection.
Yeah, that's where I was just really blown away when I spent time with both of you at Zenith Live. It's just the fact that it's a SIM. And we've talked about some very compelling use cases. Ken, you were alluding to this. There are some other use cases that I'm sure are, and we, Anshul and I have talked about the application of 5G in military applications. And like, so the Marine Corps is using private 5G networks to manage logistics and that sort of thing. Anshul, do you have a question you want to shoot either one of their ways? I don't want to monopolize the conversation.
No, I'm really curious about, there's a lot of enterprise applications that you guys have talked about, a lot of IoT, but being the consumer guy, do you see there being any consumer applications that could benefit from this?
There you go.
It's a good question. Ken, do you mind if I go first?
Oh, and then let please. You go? Absolutely.
Cool. Ken will be the closer on this stuff.
As always. So actually, I think the key thing is we've, from an enterprise user point of view, we've already got the software on an iOS, Android, Mac, Windows device that we can do. And it provides different insights. So it's a software layer that allows also diversity of connectivity. So if you have your phone and it goes to Wi-Fi, we can enable that to be securely provided over there. Obviously, the cellular service is provided solely within cellular. But with that being said, we do have some advantages. And one we haven't alluded to, and I was remiss in not even saying this, is that we allow for the cellular connected devices to be on multiple carrier networks globally. So that if one carrier is not available for whatever reason, maybe you're out of range, maybe the carrier goes down, or maybe you change countries or whatever it may be, we have built it to be a multi-roaming SIM. So there is a mechanism that could help some enterprises when it comes to maybe perhaps roaming to new countries, sending them to countries that are maybe not the most well-renowned for security. So we can provide control, we can provide security for those users and connectivity for those users when they go somewhere. Mm-hmm. So yes, there's an enterprise user space aspect, but I wouldn't look at it as being a replacement for the client side software, because obviously client enables user authentication. You've got code to assess the posture of the device, all those values. Now, those two things together, that becomes very interesting, the cellular and the client side. Yeah. But I would say the enterprise space beyond, there's a lot more that we're looking at. And I think this is where I can throw to Ken and talk about some of the stuff that we're doing, we're thinking about doing, and now we're exploring in and around, as you said, the kind of the government space as well. Ken, I'll let you continue from there.
Yeah. Government is simply a different kind of big organization. They have this, a lot of the needs overlap. We look at government and defense use cases, energy use cases, and they map very closely to what we see in the enterprise. You've got autonomous vehicles, you've got a remote vehicle, you've got people out in the field who, as far as an IT system, you could say they look like salespeople. They're operating semi-independently and they need to work on a variety of networks. We can do things for customers like, I'd like to push huge amounts of data all the time. I need an all-you-can-eat data plan. It has to work everywhere in the world. Or I'm not going to push a lot of data. I want the cheapest possible plan. We can rotate people to that. Or I don't care if it's an intermittent connection because I cache data, so I can go with a very inexpensive and possibly spotty service provider that meets their needs. Or I can have the always-on, high-volume, high-bandwidth provider and with a different type of contract. Mm-hmm. And because we're Zscaler, we can look into things like, okay, you want all you can eat for 4K video all the time for security, great. If you're okay with going with one provider, two providers compared to the several hundred, you can get a much better deal. There's just, it's telco. There are so many different plans. And because we have so many different relationships with telco vendors around the world, we can offer a wide variety of options to customers you can't get on your own. That's massive amounts of data for global customers. You get some really interesting rates.
Yeah, I bet. And I was just speaking with Verizon recently, and their leader that's leading their IoT business, and we talked about security. I didn't bring this up because I was pre-briefed and had to wait until the announcement on July 8th. But One thing, getting back to Anshul's point on consumer, I think Nathan, you and I were talking about this at Zenith Live, was like, you could potentially use this solution to, if you're, let's say you want to be anonymous, right? And you're roaming from country to country, right? This is going through the Zscaler exchange. And so you could potentially anonymize that. So it could be a wealthy person. It could be a famous person. It could be Taylor Swift. I don't know. So there's that application too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so my daughter was just listening to Taylor Swift on the radio this morning. So there you go. No, but actually it's an interesting point because yes, like ultimately the traffic is coming to Zscaler and we are in control of where that goes. So think of it very similar to any other version from Zscaler. All the initiating source is going to, the network path is going to see is traffic going to a gateway. That gateway is Zscaler. So from there, we can do whatever we want with the traffic. And that's up to the customers and we can build it up for various different types of use cases. But absolutely, that means that we're in that path. We own the path. We can decide what to do with the path. And again, built on policy based what the customers want to achieve. But that's extremely powerful, Will, as you allude to, is there's things that can be done. Today, our customers do that with edge of network forwarding. They do it with client connector on the client side of things. The one thing I will say, and I need to obviously make the statement, use Zscaler properly. Don't break any local laws because we can't be held responsible for those sort of things. But so yeah, of course you can do it. And the example I'll give you, which is just a fun one for me, is that I have my personal policy engine for Zscaler. I have my kids run the software on their devices to access our Minecraft server at home. So anywhere in the world, we can log in using client connector from their laptops to access our own Minecraft server. But if I want to join, I could maybe throw a Zscaler cellular SIM in my device and have policy available to do that too. Now, nobody else can connect to that Minecraft server. No one else can see that Minecraft server. No one else knows it exists. No one even knows the connection. They just see this connection going to Zscaler. They have no idea about it. So yes, my policy is built so I can have a private Minecraft server with my kids, but you could do other things as well. Again, don't break any laws.
I'm impressed that you have a Minecraft server in your home. I bet Anshul has one as well. He's a total techie. Hey guys, it's been a great conversation, but as we sort of wind things down, let's talk about availability, right? So you're in preview right now. Ken, when should we expect to see Zscaler Cellular hit the mainstream here in sort of general availability?
He's holding one up.
If I didn't have this blurry background, you'd be seeing, I'm just going to cover the code on it because who knows how high a resolution you got. You can get them right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, look, so I have more than one.
Yeah. So we'll give you absolutely. We can organize that and give you a specific example. We are live, limited availability for customers until August 1st, general availability. Anyone can buy from us. You can buy from us now. It's just a matter of process more than anything else. So we are fully available for customers to be able to operate this today. So we're really happy to hear any inquiry at all.
Great.
And your engines, you got 2 weeks.
And for our viewers and listeners, can they go to zscaler.com to learn more? Or can you share that information?
Yeah, there's actually a sub page of zscaler.com for our Zscaler Cellular. Just do a quick Google search, you'll find it. But otherwise, we'll provide a link afterwards if you will. But also, they can reach out to us at sim@zscaler.com. It's really easy. And we'll be happy to field any inbound questions, discussions, happy to talk about partnerships, talk about how to deploy it, all those things. And we're open to every conversation because we think, as you pointed out, Will, this is a really rich opportunity for us to really provide that next level of control and protection for our customers around the world, which is extremely exciting.
And I love it. When you think about 5G, new radio, from a standard perspective, it's got encryption improvements over LTE, but this just provides another layer, another level of protection. At the end of the day, cybersecurity is about a layered approach. So Nathan, Ken, want to thank you for your time. It's been a great conversation. Anshul, why don't you take us home?
Absolutely. We hope our viewers and listeners found this week's topic interesting. If anyone would like to provide insights on a future 5G topic for a future podcast, please reach out to us on social media. Will's at Wheeltown Tech, and I'm Anshul Sog, and Ken and Nathan are both at Zscaler. So thanks a lot for listening, and don't forget to rate us and subscribe.